Yeah, Travis said Jacob gets the shutout, but the one thing that kind of jumps off the score sheet are 22 block shots by the team, including 7 for Tyler Mock. Can you just maybe talk about that and what it says about the buy-in from your group?
Well, first of all, with Marky, he was great tonight. I've seen his game, much like I think a lot of players' games are going to start, you know, evolve a little bit as the longer this goes on. Got to remember that. You know, these players have only played 1, 2, 3, 4 games now, and that's usually a normal exhibition series. So, and our team had a gutsy effort tonight. A lot of guys with a lot of block shots, like you said, Motter, all the guys on the PK. You know, I think it was a gutsy game tonight. It was a hard game. So it was good to see.
So wondering about the 12:30 start. It seemed to take both teams a while to get into it. How did you see it?
The same way. We talked about it after the first, that we probably aren't as sharp as we could be right now. I didn't think their team was either. It was one of those games that was a little choppy. We talked about, you know, finding another 10%, and we're going to have to really grind this game out, find a way to win if we're not playing at your best. Sometimes you don't feel your best, and you don't play your best just out of certain circumstances, or you just wake up and you don't feel great. And I think, like you said, the 12:30 start might have had something to do with it, but you still got to find a way to win. And I think our group, you know, I'm proud of them for that.
Thanks.
Take a couple more questions upstairs before moving to Zoom. Ian McIntyre, go ahead.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Travis. I know nothing builds momentum like winning, but the team seems to be going in the right direction. Other than, you know, the weird start time today, can you see things in your team that the group is getting better game by game here as you go?
Well, they're growing, that's for sure. You know, we got a young group that hasn't played these kind of games yet. And, you know, I think every game gets a little harder to win as well. I said it after game one, I thought our team looked a little nervous. I thought we played very well in game two. And, we talked about winning the next game, how it gets harder with every win. And, you know, it might not have been the skill that got us through tonight. It might have been a lot of will that got us this win tonight, which is, as a coach, you like to see that.
And you mentioned yesterday when we asked you about Brock that you see the development or evolution in his game, not only with the puck, but in other things that he does. And on before his goal tonight, he went into the corner against 2 penalty killers and somehow kept the puck for your team. Is that the sort of thing that you're referencing when you see?
Yeah, exactly. You know, as I think we've all seen Brock over the years here, the first few years in the league, the things he can do with the puck, the shot, the goal scoring. But what I love right now is that he's really bought into the other parts of the game. Puck recoveries, like you talk about on the power play, wall battles in your own zone, forechecking, trying to get turnover a puck, and getting to the net. You know, you want to score at this time of the year. You can't just wait for a shot. Sometimes you just got to get your nose dirty and find a way to score, and we did that tonight.
Thanks, Travis.
Yep.
Take some questions from our callers on Zoom. We'll start with Brennan Batchelor. Brennan, go ahead.
Hey, Travis. You know, you talked about the fact that your team doesn't have a ton of playoff experience. Some of these guys have not played in games like this before. How encouraging is it, not just for the short term in this series and this playoffs, but for the long term of this organization, that the guys that were leading the charge offensively for you tonight were your three young stars in Hughes, Pettersson, and Besser?
Yeah, they played a big part in it. I thought it was obviously there was a lot of other guys that played a part in this win tonight for sure. You know, we've talked about it for a few years that our players need to gain experience at these type of games. But, you know, we're not just here to get experience. We want to win the games and we want to win this series and put ourselves in a spot. And we're going to have to play a little better tomorrow if we want to win.
Take the next question from Ben Kuzma. Ben, go ahead.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Ben.
I would imagine the conversation with Roussel about whether he was going to play or not today was really short. How inspirational do you think his performance today and throughout the season is to those young kids? I mean, he's talked about them just enjoying the moment in the postseason, but how much of an effect do you think he's had on your younger core?
Yeah, you know, Rue brings a lot of energy to our group. He competes, he battles, he cares, he wants to win bad. You're happy when you see guys like that score, especially in big moments. He didn't get a lot of ice tonight. There were so many penalties that, you know, he's one of the guys that gets affected by it a little bit. And the one thing about Rue, if he's playing 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, he's always bringing that energy, brings it every day in practice. And he's an emotional guy that plays with a big heart, and he's on the edge a lot. And you know, that's what you love about him.
Jeff Patterson, go ahead with the next question.
Travis, you mentioned it. I mean, there's been a ton of special teams time both ways the last couple of games, but you're three games into this and you guys haven't given up a 5-on-5 goal yet. How pleased are you? How pleased are you with the way you've played at evens?
Yeah, got to be. It's hard not to be pleased. There's been so much talk about our team over the last 4 months about, you know, how we are an offensive team, and our deficiencies probably are in the defensive part of the game. Got to give our team a lot of credit for buying in to, you know, to playing the way you need to play in the playoffs to win. If you're not willing to defend and you're not willing to be strong around your net, you're probably not going to win many games. And we've done that so far. The guys understand that we've got to be good in that area if we want to win, and they're buying in.
Take a couple more questions for Coach Greg Wyshynski. Go ahead.
Thank you. Travis, I want to talk about that moment where Fiala bumps Markstrom and then Troy and Brandon come over and respond. What does that kind of moment mean when you're on the bench to see that sort of response when your goalie gets jostled like that?
That's not surprising. You know, that part of the game, guys are going to stick up for their teammates. You know, I don't know what else to say, really. I mean, I'm not surprised that guys did, jumped in and helped out, and it's part of the game.
Take the last question for Coach Patrick Johnston. Go ahead.
Hey, Travis. Feels like Brock's doing everything this series, but what can you say about one thing in particular with him in front of the net, a job he hasn't done a whole ton of? What can you say about the work he's doing, especially on the power play in front of the net?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. He's evolving as a player. He's playing a different spot on the power play than he normally does. And I think because of him maturing as a player, he's able to stand in there and stand in front of the net. And, you know, that sounds easier than it is to go stand in front of the net when someone's taking a slap shot. And, you know, we want goal scorers there that can tip pucks, find rebounds, and you've got to have a little bit of grit in your game if you want to do it. And that's part of the evolution that we're talking about with Brock.